Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 16 for Thursday, August 13th. I'm Phil Ferrance-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Thursday, seeing a corrective bounce after yesterday's sharp declines. Canola was up by $9 to over $10, the November contract up $10.40 at $492 per ton. Canola dropped sharply in sympathy with Chicago soybeans yesterday, as the USDA unexpectedly upped their estimates on the size of the U.S. crop. Ideas those losses were overdone helped underpin canola today as traders repositioned themselves. Weakness in the Canadian dollar was also somewhat supportive. However, Chicago soy oil and other outside vegetable oil markets were down, and that did put some pressure on canola. Bearish technical signals and the ongoing economic uncertainty in China were also said to be overhanging the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are higher as the grains and oilseeds recovered from yesterday's losses. Soybeans were up 10 to 40 cents, the November contract up 17 at 9.27 per bushel. With the initial shock of the larger-than-expected production estimates from the USDA wearing off, traders were busy second-guessing the official line today. There is still plenty of time left in the U.S. growing season, and many analysts remain of the opinion that the actual soybean crop will end up smaller than yesterday's bearish USDA estimate. Solid weekly export demand also helped underpin the soybean market, with new crop sales hitting some of their best levels of the marketing year to date. Corn futures, they're up 5 to 10 cents, the December contract up 7 at 3.75 per bushel. Corn was also due for a correction after yesterday's declines, and that accounted for some of today's buying interest. End-user bargain hunting was another supportive influence in corn, although soft old crop export sales did limit the advances. For wheat, prices were up 5 to 12 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 12 at 5.09 per bushel. While yesterday's record-large world wheat supply projections did remain a bearish influence in the background, attention today shifted towards the U.S. production numbers, and they were actually below average trade guesses. Ideas that good quality wheat will be especially hard to find this year were also a bit supportive. Chart-based buying was another feature as Chicago wheat moved back above the psychological $5 per bushel mark. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, August 13th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Ferrance-Warkentin.